A diplomatic spat between Turkey and the Netherlands has inflamed tensions over immigration just days before the Dutch elections, in which the party of populist Geert Wilders hopes to make major gains. The Dutch government blocked two Turkish foreign ministers from attending rallies in the Netherlands this weekend, sparking protests across Rotterdam and Istanbul. "Go away and never come back," Geert Wilders tweeted, "and take all your Turkish fans from the Netherlands with you, please," end quote. One Turkish minister responded by accusing the Dutch of, quote, fascism. For more, we're joined now by Gerrit Voerman, a professor at the University of Groningen in the Netherlands. And Professor, break this down for us. How did this incident start exactly?
The Minister of Foreign Affairs wanted to come to the Netherlands to campaign for a yes vote in a referendum, which will be taking place in April in Turkey, which is aimed to extend the powers of the President Erdogan. And the Dutch government was not very in favor of this. So when the Minister of Foreign Affairs wanted to come last Saturday, he was forbidden to come to the Netherlands. And then later, the Minister of Family Affairs came by car, and she was stopped near the Turkish consulate in Rotterdam. And then the whole affair started to escalate.
I see. Now, folks in America may be wondering why Turkish ministers would even come to the Netherlands for a Turkish referendum, but that's because there are several hundred thousand Dutch residents who are of Turkish origin, and do they have the right to vote in Turkish elections?
Indeed, they have. And this happens every time when there are national elections in Turkey. Dutchmen with a Turkish background, they can vote in the Turkish national elections, but also in the referendum. And there are nearly 500,000 people with a Turkish background living here. So it's an interesting electoral market for Erdogan. Mm.
Now, of course, this is of particular interest because the Netherlands is undergoing its own election. As we mentioned a little earlier, Geert Wilders tweeted out, "Go away and never come back, and take all your Turkish fans from the Netherlands with you, please." How did what happen? Is that likely to help Wilders or not in his campaign for prime minister?
I think it will help Wilders, although I don't think he will become prime minister because none of the other parties is willing to participate with him in a government. So he will be excluded from a government, even if he becomes the largest party Wednesday. But I think it will improve his position in the election campaign, because up till now there was not a clear theme dominating in the campaign, and it had to do with the fact that there was not a clear race between two parties which wanted to become the largest one. Usually we have such a situation, such a race, such a dynamic does not take place. There are more or less four or five parties who can still hope to become the largest party on Wednesday. And the content of the election campaign is quite diverse. Uh-huh. There are not clear items which are dominating. But now, after the clash with Turkey, national identity and the problems with Islamic immigrants and so on, I think it will become dominant in the campaign.
So Wilders' party is the Party for Freedom. Are you saying that there's a possibility that the party may emerge victorious?
There's a possibility, yes, although it seems that the party is declining in the polls. It was quite strong in 2015 during the refugee crisis. It started to decline in 2016. After the election of Trump, the party improved again in the polls. But at the beginning of this year, the party started to decline again. So it seems to be a kind of connection with the election of Trump and the problems the Trump administration faced quite early in this year. And now the party is still declining, and it's in the polls, according to the polls, it's the second party, and the first party is the party of Prime Minister Rutte, the Conservative Liberal Party.
Mm. You know, it's interesting because this election in the Netherlands, of course, is coming at a time where you mentioned President Donald Trump. We had a surge of nativist populism here in the United States. People are also looking to France right now and whether or not Marine Le Pen has the possibility of winning there. So can you put what's happening in the Netherlands in a broader context for us? I mean, is even the fact that Wilders' party, the Party for Freedom, is potentially viable. Is that mark a change in the politics in the Netherlands?
I think the effects of a victory of the Freedom Party at the coming election in the Netherlands will be relatively small, because the Dutch political system is based on coalitions. And even if Wilders becomes the largest party, he might take the initiative in the formation of a new government. But all the other parties will say no to him. So after this first round in the formation of a new government, Wilders will remain with empty hands. And then Rutte, if he becomes second largest party, then the chance is for Rutte to create a new government without the Freedom Party and with, well, four, perhaps five other parties.
Interesting. Gerrit Voorman is a professor at the University of Groningen. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.